हारे। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा शरणम संकीर्तन की शिल्पोपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः Reading from Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 44. Chiravasa Vratakshama Veni Bhuta Shirorua Babaupa Patim Shanta Shikha Shantam Ivanalam Chiravasavratakshama Veni Bhuta Shiroruha Babau Patim Shanta Upapatim Shikha Shantam Ivanalam Chiravasavratakshama Veni Bhuta Shiroruha Babau पति शांता शिख शांत मिवानलम चीरावा बबाउपपति शांता शिख शांत मिलारम Veni Bhuta Shiroruha Babau Pati Shanta Shikha Shanta Mivananam Chiravasa Pratakshama Veni Bhuta Shiroruha Babau Pati Shanta Shikha Shanta Mivanalam. Ladies, if any. Chiravasa Vartakshama Veni Bhuta Shiroruha Pati Shanta Shikha Shanta Mivanalam. Chiravas, wearing old garments. Vartak Shama, lean and thin on account of austerities. Veni Bhuta, entangle. Shirorua, her hair. Babau, see shown. Upapatim, near the husband. Shanta, peaceful. Shikha, flames. Shantam, without being agitated. Eva, like. Analam, fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The daughter of King Vidarbha wore old garments and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity. Since she did not arrange her hair, it became entangled and twisted in locks. Although she remained always near her husband, she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire. Purport. When one begins to burn firewood, there is a smoke and agitation in the beginning. Although there are so many disturbances in the beginning, once the fire is completely set, the firewood burns steadily. Similarly, when both husband and wife follow the regulative principles of austerity, they remain silent and not agitated by sex impulses. At such a time, both husband and wife are benefited spiritually. One can attain this stage of life by completely giving up luxurious mode of life. In this verse, the word Chiravasa refers to very old torn garments. The wife especially should remain austere, not desiring luxurious dresses and living standards. She should accept only the bare necessities of life and minimize her eating and sleeping. There should be no question of mating. Simply by engaging in the service of her exalted husband, who must be pure devotee, the wife will never be agitated by sex impulses. The Vanaprastha stage is exactly like this. Although the wife remains with the husband, she undergoes severe austerities and penances, so that although both husband and wife live together, there is no question of sex. In this way, both husband and wife can live together perpetually. Since the wife is weaker than the husband, this weakness is expressed in this verse with the words Upapatim. Upa means near to or almost equal to. Being a man, the husband is generally more advanced than his wife. Nonetheless, the wife is expressed to give up all luxurious habits. She should not even dress nicely or comb her hair. Hair combing is one of the main business of woman. In the Vanaprastha stage, the wife should not take care of her hair. Thus, her hair will become tangled in knots. Consequently, the wife will no longer be attractive to the husband, and she herself will no longer be agitated by sex impulses. In this way, both husband and wife can advance in spiritual consciousness. This advanced stage is called the Parabhamsa stage. Once it is obtained, both husband and wife can be actually liberated from the bodily consciousness. If the disciple remains steady in the service of spiritual master, he need no longer fear falling down in the clutches of Maya. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tan Swajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitancha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ పదాయితే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరవచ్విసే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్సుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్ప వశ కృపా సింధు ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ అది గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Translation: The daughter of King Vidarbha wore old garments and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity. Since she did not arrange her hair, it became entangled and twisted in locks. Although she remained always near her husband, she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire. So first of all, I would like to thank all the devotees sitting over here and seek your blessings that I can speak something for my purification and for the glorification of the Lord. So we are currently in the section of this fourth canto about this Prachini Varshi and the allegory of Puranjan. Especially this fourth canto is divided completely into five parts, so we are one of the fourth part over here. And this Chandavega and Kalakanya, the time and this old age, it was attached by the city of this Puranjana, which is compared with the body. And due to this attachment, of course Puranjana died, but due to this attachment Puranjan became the princess Vaidarbhi. She is a disciple and she married to a king Malayadwaj, who is guru. But after some time, again the husband dies, this king Malayadwaj dies, then Vaidarbhi met and again another old friend that is Avigyata, that is super soul, who instructed further. So we are in the section where this Vaidarbhi is spending a time with her husband Malayadwaj, and the guru and the disciple, okay, the relationship is expressed over here, especially the verses from the 43. We are on the verse 44. So the verses 43 to 46, or we can say up to 49, they talks about the instructions for a disciple from the Vaidarbhi's example. Like 43 last verse, it was about the attitude. What should be the attitude of disciple toward the spiritual master? And what we get today, what we are going to see is about the steadiness of the disciple. Okay, then next verse is about the service of the disciple towards the guru, and then the next is about the separation when the disciple feels from the guru, and then about the lamentation and all that. Because here climax is this, that the disciple is serving the spiritual master, this Vaidarbhi, the daughter of Vidarbha, King Vidarbha. Okay, she has married to Malayadwaj. Now both decided to go to Vanaprastha. They are in the forest and doing austerity and tapasya. And this queen, or this Vaidarbhi, she is completely dedicated to the mission of her husband. So she is also glorified over here in these verses. And this is one of the verses which tells this verse about the how disciples should be steady in serving spiritual master. So at every purport, if you see these five purports, talks about this disciple's duty towards spiritual master. The last line Prabhupada gives a punch, like here also in this purport Prabhupada writes at the end,
Of course, whole description is about if you see the hair, hair knot and combing the hair and all those things. Sometimes we get bewildered. What is this? But Prabhupada writes, if a disciple remains steady in the service of spiritual master, he no longer having a fear falling down in the clutches of Maya. Like that. So we'll see how this steadiness we can inculcate. So this is the theme of this chapter where currently we are discussing. So we know we have this Varnashram system where Krishna tells Guna Karma, okay, Vibhagasha. We have Kshatriya, their role is to protect all the Vaishnavas, okay, and the Praja and like that. But Kshatriyas, they have to take a guidance from the Brahmanas, especially the Vaishnava Brahmanas, to rule the kingdom exactly as per the scriptures. Because these sages or the Brahmanas, those who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they know exactly the position of Lord. Like we study in the Bhagavad Gita 5th canto, the last word, 29th. Bhuktaram yajnatapasa sarva loke maheshwaram sarvuda sarva bhutana gyatvama shanti manuchyati. So here we understand that the proprietor of all the things is nothing but the Supreme Lord, demigods and everything. So sages, those who have this complete knowledge, okay, they can guide to the kings nicely. And Prabhupada writes there actually that this verse is about the peace formula. Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Why peace formula? Because ultimately we know who is the proprietor. Then why to worry and why to, okay, just struggle for existence. Once we have that complete knowledge, we become peaceful. So Prabhupada called this verse as a peace formula there. So this King Malayadwaj and this Vaidarbhi, they are spending their life, remaining life as a Vanaprastha. So if you see, this Malayadwaj is playing the role of spiritual master. The spiritual master creates the law of God in the disciples. Okay. And just like we have a relation with the boss in company. Okay, we have relation with the boss and then we connect to the entire company. Similarly, we have relation to the spiritual master and we get connected to the entire spiritual world. So spiritual master is tuned to the frequency of the spiritual world. And we have to tune to the frequency of spiritual master. So automatically, we also get tuned to that frequency. Because spiritual master, he has access for both spiritual world and material world. Like that. But before that, first we should know that we are suffering. Then we become submissive to take shelter of spiritual master. Like everyday morning we sing about Guru Ashtakam. Correct, na? Sansara Dava, like that. So, once we know our suffering, then we understand the importance of spiritual master and how he is a representative of the Krishna. And once we know that relation, then all these qualities which are mentioned over here about the attitude, about the steadiness, about the service, the separation, all these things will automatically develop in the disciple. So here, this Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see, it's not as per the chronological order, even not as per the Manvantara. It jumps from different yugas to different yugas. Okay, it just talks about the pastimes of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, the Arjuna is also having a same doubt. Arjuna is very intelligent. Before entering only, he is asking how to exit. He asks Krishna, that Krishna, if one fails on this path, what will happen? Right? Then Krishna tells, because he felt that fear, and the same fear, okay, we also have before coming to Krishna consciousness, or sometimes we are in the Krishna consciousness, still that fear is there. Because here Prabhupada says, the last line over here of the verse, so there is no need of fear falling down in the clutches of Maya, like that. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Vikramana Shosti Pratyavayane Vidyate Svalpamasya Dharmasya Trayatve Mahabhagate. In this endeavor there is no loss and there is no need to fear. Okay, and then Krishna goes on and we say, we know different verses, okay, the Krishna tells. So little endeavor on this path can save us from the greatest, we can say the dangerous fear of this world. So, Srila Prabhupada says, the importance of human life, okay, like Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev. In this world, there are very few, okay, people who are really fortunate, those who have come to this spiritual life. Because we know, in Chaitanya Leela also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he talks about, talks to Rupa Goswami at Dashavami Ghat, so he says, he instructed Rupa Goswami about the teachings of Godhead, and he is telling that how this law of Godhead can be developed. And he tells that, okay, bhakti has no dimension, it has unlimited width and breadth. Then he talks, expands his philosophy about the moving things and non-moving things. Moving things, aquatics, animals, human beings, then non-moving thing about the trees and all that. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expands the philosophy further about telling the human form of life, how it is important, human form of life. But even if you are in the human form of life, if your consciousness is polluted, okay, it's like an animalistic tendency. Among the good humans, again, those who understand path back to Godhead, okay, they are the real human being. So like this, in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains step by step, okay, about the importance of human life also. In the 18th chapter also, we say, we have this, how the material body is like a machine, okay, and how it can be utilized, okay, in serving the spiritual master and Krishna. Especially, every soul is individual, okay, and every individual soul has two folds. One is we can say, we are eternal and we are servant. Okay, Jivere Swarupa hai Krishna re Nitya Das. That means every individual soul is a mixture of this desire and the servitude. So desire and servitude is the combination the soul has. Now, Lord Krishna, he has given, as we see, little independence to the soul. And this little independence we try to utilize always. Like if you see, in the whole recitation of the Bhagavad Gita, at the end Krishna tells Arjuna, now you decide whether to fight or not to fight. It's your choice. He is giving that independence like that. So soul has a desire and servitude. Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Jagannath Balde Subhadra Kau Neta Aishwarya Gopad Ki. So, Prabhupada gives the analogy about the sand on seashore. How it becomes like a sometimes wet and sometimes dry. The status of living entity. Like Tatastha Shakti. So, sometimes under superior energy, sometimes under inferior energy. And that is our condition. So, therefore, whatever little independence is there, that also we are not able to utilize properly. Whatever little free will is there, that also we are not utilized properly in the service of the Lord. And therefore, we get entangled in this material world. Actually, Prabhupada, when he wanted to go to US, before that 6 months, he started planning, we know, in Vrindavan, okay, contemplating how to go ahead and all that. And he established the movement in such a way that, like we give the example of old wine, but in new bottle, like that. And it has really inspired, because Prabhupada was very practical, especially when he went to US, he understood the condition of men and women there, okay, kind of a degradation. And he was like, not on the ground level, we can say, he was 2 feet below ground level. And accordingly, okay, he designed the spiritual program so that it could be possible for everybody. So Srila Prabhupada said many times, we are in the prison house. This material world is one of the sections of the spiritual world only, like that. And this body, which is inferior, rather this color of this body, it's like a dress code. Just like in the prison, there is a dress code. Some white color is there, or some dull brown color is there, black color is there, or some white color with blue strips are there. Okay, different, like that. So here also, we are in the prison house only. Only we are in this body. Okay, so we have male human being and we have female human being. So male and female, okay, there is no difference. Okay, but when we go further, okay, then okay, there is a difference. So this material world is compared like a playground. Just like in nursery, when the child goes, there are only toys are kept. He can just play, okay, and spend his time there. Similarly, in this material world, we can use our free will or independent nature to satisfy our senses. Just like I told, we have twofold nature, desire and servitude. So if you keep on satisfying our desire, at the end we'll become frustrated. But at the same time, if you satisfy the desire of the Lord and we become servant of the spiritual master, then automatically we get uplifted or elevated in terms of consciousness. So here, actually, if you see the Srila Prabhupada, he was having kind of a, we can say, the sense of humor. Even Lord Krishna is having sense of humor. All the acharyas are having sense of humor. Lord Krishna, whenever he wanted, what we can say, this curd, he used to use different tacts and cheat the gopis, and somehow he will make sure that he will succeed in his attempt along with all the gopas. Like that. Even Srila Prabhupada, once in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was sitting in his room and all the disciples were there, and one Sanskrit scholar came actually, and he started talking Prabhupada. Of course, Prabhupada greeted him with a very smiling face and like that. He also became comfortable. But he started speaking in Sanskrit. Then Prabhupada spoke with him in Hindi initially. Then he was continued to speaking in Sanskrit only. Then Prabhupada was speaking in Bengali. Okay. Then he was speaking in Sanskrit only. Then Prabhupada was speaking in English like that. Actually, that person was also knowing other languages, but he was trying to prove that how scholarly he is there. And Prabhupada changing the language, he was looking at the disciple and smiling. So this person understood and he got irritated and he left like that. So Srila Prabhupada told the disciples there, see, we also know the Sanskrit, we know the shlokas, we translate. But for preaching purpose, okay, we need, okay, to use the respective language so that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement will expand in every town and village. This Srila Prabhupada, he used to love actually kachori very much, okay, and he was knowing that formula, and very few people were knowing that formula. And his kachori is like this: when he is making kachori, the second kachori, if he makes, it will be more tastier than first one. It will not have the same taste. Like in spiritual world also, we say everything is vardhanam, anandam buddhi vardhana, everything is increasing in the mode of ecstasy. Like that. So Prabhupada used to make kachori, the first kachori, second will be more ecstatic than that, third will be more ecstatic than that, like that. Not every kachori is having the same taste, like that. So here, Srila Prabhupada said, by coming to this material world, we are compromising actually. Okay, actually we spend time happily over here, we think like that, but we are doing lot of compromise as soon as we land over here, like that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is a single acharya where we have seen he has shown how to practice devotional service by his own example. Like that. By his own example. Therefore, disciple could able to relate or could able to tune immediately with the frequency. And because of that, all these qualities which are occurring, okay, in the different disciples and the community is growing. Just like Maharaj Amrisha, Prabhupada gives his example. Maharaj Amrisha, he has perfected the spiritual life by following 9 processes of devotional service. Okay, so Prabhupada said, no need to follow 9 processes of devotional service. Then 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or at least 1. Okay, so with 1 or 2, we can go on. No need to do 9 processes of devotional service. It's completely difficult. So here, if you see, going back to verses, after understanding the Prabhupada's contribution and how Prabhupada dealt as an acharya. So here if you see this King Malayadhaj and this Vaidarbhi, the spiritual master and the disciple, the same relation is exhibited over here. And this shloka especially describes the state of a woman, position of a woman. Once in Hyderabad during temple opening, long back actually, One incident happened. One girl was there, 19-year-old girl. Somebody may correct me if something is there. And she was wearing this polyester sari. She was a neophyte devotee and coming to Krishna consciousness very nicely. She is well known in the temple also. And she was wearing this polyester sari. Polyester is very strong chemical actually. Very strong chemical. And somehow, the sari caught a fire. And it was such a difficult that fire literally consumed her within a short period of time and no devotee could save her. And all devotees were under distress for many days. Okay, when the Prabhupada came there, then devotees went to Prabhupada and asked, Prabhupada, she was a neophyte devotee, okay, although she was a woman, she was a lady, okay, we feel very sorry for us, and what will be the, where she will go and like that. Then Prabhupada just closed her eyes for 20 seconds and Prabhupada said, she has gone back home, back to Godhead. Like that. So, here we understand that we don't know who is who. Correct? Who is sitting next to us, okay, behind us, ahead of us, we don't know. Whether he is on the, what we can say, the last run. Just like we say, no? We have this racing track. On the racing track, what happened? Everybody runs. Correct, no? Everybody runs. But we don't know who is on which lap. Correct, no? Suppose maximum 10 laps are there, you are winner. Correct, no? So somebody may be on the 8th lap and we are maybe on the 1st lap. Although you are together on your track. Are you getting? You are together on your track, but he is finishing his 8th lap towards the end and we are just beginning towards that lap. So better to remain humble and continue our devotional service steadily so that we could able to also reach to the 8th lap or the 9th lap and complete and win the race. So here we say that bhukti mukti siddhi kame sakale. Okay, bhukti means sense enjoyment, mukti is the jnani, siddhi is the what we can say, the yogi, then the kame, the non-devotees, sakale, shanda, Krishna bhakta nishkama. We worked all the activities in devotion. We surrender to Krishna. And this purifies our heart. And more we purify our heart, more we see Krishna. Let's take another example of a woman, Yamuna Mataji. Yamuna Mataji, she was very dear to Krishna. She was constantly serving. Constantly serving is one of the best example, okay, how steadily one can serve the spiritual master. Shrutagiti Prabhu, he was a secretary during that time. He wrote that book, What's the Difficulty? Srila Prabhupada said to Shrutagiti Prabhu that you learned how to cook from Yamuna Devi. And once Prabhupada called Shrutagiti Prabhu for prasadam. And that time he told while taking prasadam that Yamuna Mataji, she cooks as per the Vedic style. She cooks Vedic prasad and you cook American prasad. Then Shrutagiti Prabhu came on the ground like that. Therefore the Yamuna Mataji, she has written incredible cooking books. All of us, we know, okay, what Prabhupada liked and okay, she has noted everything. Then we also know she sang Govinda Madhi Purusham with the George Harrison. And Prabhupada decided after hearing that this song will be played in every temple, okay, during Shringararti. She is a woman, she is a lady. But still we see, okay, in our current scenario, okay, how the woman, when they serve steadily to their spiritual master, how the spiritual master can uplift, okay, even the female human beings. So, the male human being and the female human being. Basically, the human being has a basic responsibility. It's a spirit soul. Basic responsibility is to understand and to know about the God. Like that. So, here, sometimes men do not act like a man. We can't say if then we have to call them woman or not. No. The main, they have to be knowledgeable, okay? They have to do austerity, they have to do penance, okay? They have to do their sadhana, okay? They have to set an example. Then they can be called as the main. They should not just dictate, okay? Men should not dictate the wife, you do this, you do that and all that, okay? I'll relax. No, that is not expected. Therefore, it is said, in the Prabhupada said, the man has to be more advanced than the woman. Okay, and he has to set a good example. Then the wife can follow easily and go ahead. So here, it is said that first of all, we have to get, did not have to wait first to get a human quality and then become a human being and then come to the devotional service. So, sevana mukhe jivado. Everybody comes from different category, taste the prasadam and okay, understand the glories of the Lord, chant the glories of the Lord and get benefited. So devotional service has a lot of potency. Many times we say, na, 21 generation before and after. Okay, it is there, but it is just to show the potency of devotional service is how much like that. So sometimes this law of karma, regarding this law of karma, people used to ask Prabhupada, whether this person has killed this animal, therefore this animal person has become this human being or like that. We see on law of, this book, picture is there, na? Like that. So it's like a mathematics. And Prabhupada many times denied to answer this. Prabhupada said, yes, super soul will take care as per the desires of the living entity. We don't have to worry all that. So here if you see, we have to desire as a living entity in such a way that we are building blocks for the next life. Okay, we are building spiritual blocks for the next life like that. And that will happen only by Shravanam and Kirtanam like that. Just like today, we have this Lord Ganesh is coming to Pune. Pune is very famous for Lord Ganesh. Okay, entire, what we can say, the people from the world, they come to Pune to celebrate, to participate in the festival. And we know Lord Ganesh is called as a Vignaharta. Vignaharta means, we can recite from this, Yat Pada Pallava Yugam Vinidhaya Kumbha Dvanve Pranama Samaye Saganadhi Raja Vignam Vihantu Malamasya Jagatrayasa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I adore the primal Lord Ganesha, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesha. I adore the primal Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesha upon the pair of chumil protruding from his elephant head in order to obtain power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of three worlds. So Lord Ganesha is a pure devotee. Okay, he is known as a Vignaharta. So we can pray to Lord Ganesha that please remove all the obstacles in the devotional service so that we can become steady in devotional service. Okay, of course, no need to go and actually pray going outside. Okay, if at all we come across Ganesha temple, if at all in this next 10 days we see Lord Ganesha, we can recite this prayer, we can recite this shloka and understanding the position of Lord Ganesha, how he helps devotee so that we can steadily serve the spiritual master. Moving further, Srila Prabhupada quotes this shloka of Chanakya, which tells about this nature of woman. Nadina Shastrapanina Nakina Shrungina Tatha Vishwaso Naiva Kartavya Strishu Rajakuleshucha. Nadina Shastrapanina. Nadina. Nadina means this river, lake or reservoir of water. That means one should not put a faith on these things. Because the river or the water can show his real face at any time. Just like recently we have seen in Kolhapur, Sangli and other places, a lot of flood came by Panchaganga. Never expected, never happened. And people just build their houses on the shore of the, or the bank of the river, in between bank of the river. Okay, and there was no path for the river to flow. Okay, then what the river can do, Panchaganga river, it just backwater came and flooded like that. What is it? Nadina shastra panina means sometimes on somebody's request we get down into the water even though we don't know the how to swim, okay, and we end up in the trouble. Okay, so we have to be very careful. Shastra panina, shastra, those who are having the always shastra with them, we have to be very careful in dealing with them. We have to be neutral with them. Unke sath jyada dosti bhi nahi karna hai aur dushmani bhi nahi karna hai. That is being said by the Chanakya. Then shrungina tatha, shrungina means singh wale animal, jo animal ko singh rehte, okay, we have to keep little distance from them. Kabhi kabhi hum haath laga ke jaate hai, correct na? I know in Jagannath Puri one mataji, okay, they went for yatra and suddenly from behind I think bull or something came and put a horn inside only. It was very painful. Shringinam tatha vishwaso naiva kartavya strishu rajakule vishu. So rajakul, politics, never put faith on this. Strishu, striya, ladies, okay, to save themselves they can cheat the other person at any level. They can go to any level. So Chanakya says this is the nature of woman. We should not put a faith on this thing. Nadina shastra panina nakina shrungina tatha vishwasu naiva kartavya strishu rajakuleshu cha. So here the woman, those who are having a chanchal mind, okay, flickering mind, they are mentioned over here, and we should not put a faith on such women. But scriptures tells that how woman should be protected by a father, then husband, and then the son. And when women, when they are engaged in the spiritual life under the spiritual master, their mind is sthir, steady, okay, and then they are able to practice, and they are able to, what we can say, they don't have any effect of durgana on them, just like we have seen in the shloka. It is possible only in the spiritual life like that. So woman has to take sangha, sadhu sangha. So here, like Vaidarbhi is taking the sangha of her husband, so therefore she is able to perform the austerities and perfect her life. In the fifth canto in Srimad Bhagavatam we say tapo divyam putra kayana satvam. King Rishabhdev is telling to his son importance of human life, austerity and the penances, how one should do. He is telling his son, do this austerity and penances, it's required for purification. Because human life is very rare. It's the first verse of the Bhagavatam, 5.5.1. Then Krishna in the 18th chapter, 5th verse, again saying, yagya dana tapa karpa karma na tyaja karyameva tat yajno dana tapasya pavanami manishinam. Like that. Acts of sacrifice, charity and penances should not be given up. They are required. It's purifiers. So human life is a life of austerity. Like that. So Krishna tells that manmana bhavud makto, you worship me, offer homage to me, okay, chant my name, glories and all that. By this you will become steady, you will become sthit, your mind will become steady, and you will be perfectly attached to me. Just like we say Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they did austerity and penances and perfected their life. Devahuti, daughter of Manu, served her husband, okay, and perfected her life. So here if you see yad yad acharachi shrestha, that means unless we follow, okay, somebody, like we have 12 bhajanas, there is no hope. Like now the Srila Prabhupada has given what we can say a lower form of austerity, chanting 16 rounds and 4 do's and don'ts, that's all, which are very simple. Otherwise if you see in Rishikesh and Himalaya people, okay, they sit under the scorching heat whole day. When there is a cold, they go inside the water whole day, like that. Lot of austerity is there. But we have simple austerity, okay, 16 rounds and 4 don'ts. No meeting, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, like that. Now coming to the last part, what Prabhupada is saying about this, if a disciple remains steady in the service of spiritual master, he need no longer fear falling down in the clutches of maya. So what is this steadiness? Let's understand. In the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter 8th verse talks about this. Amanitvan. Amanitvam, the verse goes like this, and it ends with Sthairya Atma Vinigraha. Sthairya means steadiness. Atma Vinigraha means self-control. Where Prabhupada writes in purport, steadiness means that one should be very determined to make progress in spiritual life. Without such determination, one cannot make tangible progress. Same sentence Prabhupada is writing again and again like that. So what is this steadiness? Steadiness means performing in Krishna consciousness one's duty despite of many problems like that. That means ups and downs will keep on coming. Material world will not be this smooth, but still we have to go on. That is just like we have seen in Mayapur, Jananivas Prabhu and Pankaj Angri Prabhu. They are serving the deities since years together, going on. Or we can say the His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He always appreciates the consistency. Okay, some service you are doing, maybe it's small service, but you are doing years after years, years after years, years after. Okay, he appreciates that. So consistency, steadiness. Second, always maintaining the enthusiasm, utsah nishya dhairyat, that will give us steadiness. Third, not deviated from main goal, focus, vyavasayatmika buddhi, having a resolute goal. Yes, I have to do this part. Whatever do's and don'ts are there, I'll do that. And fourth, the commitments toward the sadhana, towards the reading, towards the hearing, towards the regularity in the life, all these things. So these things will bring us steadiness. And what is not steadiness, that also we'll see. Attached by the happiness and distress, sukha dukkha, then we are not steady. We get pulled by the maya, clutches of maya. Second, we tend to become emotional, jubilant, lament in another things. That means our happiness depends on other things. If those things get affected us, we get affected like that. And third, in success, we don't feel urgency for Krishna consciousness. And result of success is pride, overconfidence or illusion like that. So, in the success, it's very difficult to maintain our determination or the steadiness. So, Rai Shambhu says about determination to serve Krishna in spite of bodily inconveniences is a determination. That requires a faith like that. And we know in many stories like Ravana and Jatayu fight. Jatayu with determination, okay, he's fought. And what is basically the victory or success? Success is doing our best. Like in Ramayana, we know the story of squirrel and Hanuman. Okay, squirrel did his best. That's a victory for the squirrel. So each one of us, we have different potency and different talents. So we have to remember and we have to proceed. But the determination weakens because of two factors. One is a sense enjoyment and second is material opulence. Like that. We get attracted to sense enjoyment and the material opulence is more, we can weaken. Therefore, here it is, example is given over here about the wood. If the wood is wet, it gives more smoke. Like this. That means the fire is compared with the spiritual world and the smoke is compared with the material world. Like that. So this Vaidarbhi sees with the husband, sees a lady, okay, they could have enjoyed the sex life, okay, woman means she's like a fire, but still it's like a vichalit fire at a dormant stage, okay, she's completely subdued in the devotional life, devotional service because of austerity, her hairs, she is not aware what's happening to her bodily beauty and like that, and Malaydaj also became less attracted to the wife, so that they continued in devotional life nicely. Therefore, in Bhajana Kriya, two stages are always come. Ghana Tarala. Ghana means strong. They are like fired up. Tarala means weak. And this stage to come every sadhaka. We go phase after phase like that. Like somebody is there in Krishna consciousness 5 years, 10 years, 2 years. We have to say hats off. Because the moment he is there in the moment, he must have seen, experienced the ups and downs of the moment, ups and down in his personal life. So just by spending, okay, by understanding somebody's position, how many years he has spent, we can appreciate that person. Okay. So don't consider yourself fortunate just because we have talent, but consider yourself fortunate because you are surrounded by devotees who inspire to use those talents in the Krishna service. So we have to thank devotees for that. Otherwise, we would have been useless using these talents, or we may not have realized our talents also. That is the first thing. like that. Because of devotees association, they empower us, they give us opportunity. We go performing, and because of that, the talents come out. So by this, one can become steady. So here, I'll just conclude. His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he gave 4 instructions to his disciple. Number 1, he said, interact with the devotees. Whatever is your success and failure, you interact, share with devotees. Goyya makyade pruchyate. He said, 2, reflect on the devotee whom you love the most. Okay? We have relationship with the devotees and all that. 3, view all the conflicts by seeing source of that is from you. Like that he said. Like you are the source of that conflict, whatever has occurred. You view that way. Then your perception will be different. And next, realize that devotees by whom you are surrounded will be there at the time of your deathbed. Like that. So he gives these 4 instructions. And whole thing depends about the perception. And it's only the time is required to change our perception. That day I was giving example to one devotee that once in a train, I'll just conclude with this example. In a train, the children and the father, they were traveling. And one person was there. He got irritated with these children. Okay. They were playing, making lot of noise, this, that, like that. He said, what is this? Make the children shut off like that. So this guy said, I am also trying my best. But I don't know what to do. Because yesterday only, their mother, she has left the body. And a big question in front of me in my life, how to raise the children now? As soon as the person said this, this man's perception changed. Even if noise is there, erratic sound is there, he got irritated, still he got that ability to sustain that and adjust in that environment. Are you getting? So like that. So lot of things in our life, in the Krishna consciousness, in the outside life also, lot of things depends on the perception, and that perception completely can be changed by hearing the representative of the Lord, by reading the scriptures, and by this only we can bring steadiness in our life and set a good example, and we can help in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. I hope we'll stop here. Thank you for 5 minutes late. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.